The Secretary-General of Lebanon's resistance movement Hezbollah has accused Saudi Arabia of sabotaging a political solution to the situation in Syria. Sayed Hassan Nasrallah has reiterated that there is no military solution in Syria.
We have one regional country which is still very angry. I don't want to launch an attack, nor do I want to open up a problem, ignite a problem. I'm not uncovering a secret. The first letter of this regional country is the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. It's well known. It is still angry, it's still very angry, because things didn't go according to its wishes. Even if they bring 10,000s of fighters from all over the world, from Chechnya, from the Caucasus region, from the Arab countries, from the Islamic countries, even from Germany, from France, from Austria, from Belgium, from Britain, from America, and so from all over the world. Okay, weapons and financing, and we also hear, we've heard about $30 billion political pressure, international pressure, and also a siege, sanctions, media, incitement, everything. Anything you can think of. I can say that up until now, that the opposing side, which was targeting and aiming to overthrow the regime in Syria and take control of Syria, everything it could have done at every level, in all perspectives, was done. And nothing happened. It didn't achieve its goal. This is the world of what is possible, what can possibly be achieved. In the end, the world must see how it can treat the wound, how it can address the situation. We cannot continue to have the region ignited in flames because one country is angry, because one country is behaving in a different manner. Today, it is trying to prevent any national dialogue, political dialogue, striving to delay the Geneva II conference.
Sayed Hassan Nasrallah speaking there. We're going to go live to Beirut. Ali Risk with us there. Ali, you were translating that speech for us earlier on, and of course the comments that were made on Saudi Arabia we just heard. Now, what do these comments say about the position that Saudi Arabia is facing right now in the region? Some would be saying that it's actually becoming very isolated, or that Saudi Arabia is getting very much closer than it already was towards Israel.
I think it's both at the same time. It's both getting isolated and it's getting closer towards Israel, because as we hear time and again, Israel itself is becoming more and more isolated. The situation in Syria, in addition to the somewhat improvements, slight improvements which have taken place in the atmosphere between the US and the Islamic Republic of Iran, in particular following the phone call made between Presidents Sheikh Hassan Rouhani and Barack Obama, all of this has both, you know, this has led to the isolation of Israel and Saudi Arabia, and also brought about a common cause between the two. Now, again, you know, his comments really do reveal that Saudi Arabia is suffering from deep isolation, that it's now practicing a policy which is basically, you know, about emotions of hatred, frustration, and hence a non-rational approach. I think it's important to note that the UN Arab League envoy, who was responsible for reaching a political solution in Syria, Lakhdar Al-Ibrahimi, he's paid visits to many countries. One of the countries, or probably the most concerned country which has been left out up until now, is Saudi Arabia itself, which I think gives you valid reason, or shows you how indeed Saudi Arabia is against the political solution. Many reports say that Saudi officials up until now have refused a visit by Lakhdar Al-Ibrahimi, and hence refuse to contribute or be part of a political solution as things stand right now. Al-Ibrahimi was in Iran, he was in Iraq, he's today in Syria, he also paid a visit to Turkey. So the fact that Saudi Arabia by itself is left alone and pursuing its own policy is also evident if you look at the political developments taking place vis-a-vis Syria and the attempts to reach a political solution there.
Ali Risk, a correspondent in Beirut for us. Ali, thank you.